Well, tonight, you're going to learn how you can believe God bigger than ever before. There are many things that contribute to our accomplishments, but the one aspect in our life that stands out, that really makes a difference, is our faith, our believing. Our faith determines so much of what really goes on in our life. I want you to see a truth in God's Word that will really enhance your believing ability. Now, we know Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So believing is huge. And it's the simple act that God looks to us to have before Him. And why not, when we see all His goodness, all His love, everything that He's made available for us, why not believe Him? Believing God and His Word makes a huge difference in our life. You know, the rest of Hebrews chapter 11 lists out the Old Testament all-stars of believing. And they're beautiful examples to read about and emulate. And I would encourage you to take a look at those folks and maybe go back to the Old Testament record and see how they believed God in so many ways. Just beautiful. Well, Jesus taught about believing, and let's take a look at that in Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. And in this verse here in Matthew, Jesus is sharing with them that an event had just occurred about a fig tree that got dried up because Jesus talked to that tree and it died, and it kind of mystified His disciples. And He used it as a great opportunity to teach believing. So, Matthew 21:21, Jesus said, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, and if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Jesus really exhibited and practiced great believing. Let's see what He did through His faith or believing. He walked on water. He fed thousands from just a few baskets of food. He put down devil spirits all over the place. He healed all manner of diseases. And this is just to name a few. Oh, and of course He raised some folks from the dead as well. But that's what He did when He believed. Wouldn't it be exciting to have Jesus Christ believing, His faith in us? Well, when you look at God's Word, you see there are different kinds or sources of faith. And as we look at these, maybe we can incorporate them in our life. So we're going to take a look at four different classifications of believing our faith. The first one is natural man believing our faith. Everyone believes. It is either positive believing or negative believing, stemming from, most of the time, fear. That's if it's negative believing. We've all heard about seminars and books on positive believing. And people flock to those events so that they can have a better life. So man, natural man, he believes. And he does the best he can with the knowledge, information he has. And it's natural man who believes to get born again of God's Spirit. Romans 10:9. When you confess Jesus as Lord in your life, believe that God raised Him from the dead, you're saved. You get into the family. You know, God made it pretty easy for natural man to get born again. So, very easy. You're saved by grace, right? Mm-hmm. And so, we believe. Natural man believes, and he gets the results of the new birth. And as we live our life, we feed our minds information that we use to believe. There's information that we can feed our minds that will help us believe rightly. Perhaps you're familiar with Romans 10:17. The verse says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Or as some of the text reads, the word concerning Christ. So, believing comes by the word of God, and that is right believing. That's what we want. We want to believe rightly. So when we believe God's word, we can believe rightly and we can see great results. The more we hear and learn God's word, and especially the word concerning Christ, the more vigor our faith will be. Now there's another major point I believe that will really help you have more or bigger faith, but there's two more. I'm going to save the biggie, if you will, for number four, and we're going to look at number two right now. Number two, the fruit of the Spirit contains faith. You're familiar maybe with Galatians 5:22, with the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. So believing is the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit is produced when we walk by the Spirit. And as we utilize the Spirit of God operating the manifestations, we produce fruit, and one of those is faith. Realizing this should help us in our believing to make it more effectual to use this wonderful faith, which is from the fruit of the Spirit. Now, number three is another source of faith, and that is the manifestation of believing or faith. This is one of the nine manifestations that is resident within the gift of Holy Spirit. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it lists nine manifestations of the Spirit. And one of them is the manifestation of faith or believing. This manifestation is used to bring to pass the other manifestations, like doing miracles, healing, hearing from God, and dealing with devil spirits. So, this manifestation, when you operate that, can see great things come to pass. Now, natural man has a difficult time having faith to heal and to do miracles, and to hear from God and to deal with devil spirits. But you are not a natural man. Who are you? You are a son of God filled with Holy Spirit, and you have that gift of Holy Spirit that contains nine manifestations, which one of them is the manifestation of faith. So you should now realize you have this manifestation of faith, which gives you the ability to bring to pass and would say is impossible. Now, if I stopped here with what I've just shared with you, I think you would be well served. We've looked at some different aspects of believing, from natural man believing, fruit of the Spirit believing, and the manifestation of believing. But wait, there's one more faith aspect that I want to share with you. And it's in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And I want to read this verse and show you a source of faith that should excite your soul. Galatians 2, verse 20. I'm giving you a little bit of time to get there because this verse should knock your believing socks off. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified. Or it should read, I was, past tense, crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, we're aware that we have Christ in us, aren't we? Don't we know Colossians 1:27? So, yes, Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live how? By the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. How do I live in the flesh now? By the faith of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Now, what kind of faith did he have? What kind of believing did he operate? Well, he healed all kinds of diseases all the time. He walked on water. He calmed the storms, the seas. He produced a banquet for thousands with a few baskets of food. He helped people in ways their heart would be dynamically healed. He raised people from the dead. That's the faith that Jesus Christ had. So wait a minute here. I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God. You have his faith in you. Now, I know sometimes it's tough. We try to believe for things, and we think of our natural believing. We struggle within ourselves, looking within ourselves. But believers, look at the Christ in you. Look at his believing. You have that believing in you. You have that capacity that he had to do those great works. And it's in you. Now, if that doesn't excite your heart, I don't know what will. Man, we have that faith in us. That's awesome. I trust you see this, because this can really make our walks dynamic. We can confess that we have this faith, that we have the believing of Jesus Christ. This is much, much bigger than our natural believing. If Jesus Christ could do it, so can we. Why? Because we have the faith, the believing of Jesus Christ. Now, I bet you didn't realize you had such a rich source of faith in you. But you do. We have all these ways to exercise believing and faith. So use your natural positive believing, but also use that fruit of the Spirit faith and the manifestation of faith. And most of all, use the faith of Jesus Christ that's in you. Live by the faith of Jesus Christ. We don't need to depend on our natural faith anymore. Let's use the faith and believing of Jesus Christ and live it to the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.